Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. For this week's edition of Tall Stories, we head to Italy to take a closer look at Milan's Torre Velasca. Despite its groundbreaking design, this skyscraper received mixed reactions on its debut, as our correspondent Ivan Cavallo explains.
When work was completed on the 26th floor Torre Velasca skyscraper, Italy was in the midst of an economic boom. The building's designers, Studio BPPR, saw the tall mushroom-shaped tower, made from reinforced concrete, as a symbol of strength that perfectly fit with the period of post-war reconstruction. Yet the tower had its share of critics who weren't fond of its form that appears to recall a medieval watchtower. Part office tower, part apartment block, it had buttresses supporting the top third of the structure, a pitched roof, and chimneys. Some residents joked about its shape, christening it the skyscraper with suspenders, while more than one architect argued that it made a mockery of modern architecture that was coming into vogue at the time in Italy. To counter critics, Ernesto Nathan Rogers, one of the architects of Studio BPPR, explained that the unusual shape of the tower helped it to serve as a bridge between the old and new architectural styles present in the city. The plot of land where the high-rise stands is in the historic city center, not far from the Duomo, the city's cathedral that dominates downtown. The area had suffered bombardment during World War II, and the tower's narrow plot, set on a small piazza, forced the architects to first stack floors in standard skyscraper fashion, before then expanding the floor space on the higher levels, thus giving the building its characteristic mushroom shape. They felt introducing an element that evoked medieval towers could help integrate the high-rise into the city center and its landmarks, such as the Sforza Castle, rather than parachuting in a radical design or copying the boxy glass and steel skyscrapers that were becoming prevalent at the time in the US. Rogers referred to the building as offering both continuity by referencing historical buildings in its design and an evolution. Unlike Joe Ponti's Pirelli Tower, the supermodel slim modernist skyscraper that arrived 2 years later and which has become a favorite with locals, Torre Velasca met more resistance from residents. Some actually found its shape to be distracting and have a negative impact on the historic skyline. Yet over time, this love-hate relationship with the skyscraper has begun to mellow. Indeed, time has given residents perspective. The past decade has seen a flurry of rather dull modern glass high-rises shoot up around Milan. Within this new built environment, many have become more accepting of the tower, which has even earned landmark status from the city, thus going from ugly duckling new arrival to today being considered an icon of brutalist architecture. For Monocle, in Milan, I'm Ivan Carvalho.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Ivan Cavallo for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck, goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.